We're on a mission from God.
Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
Zombies got you down. Keep it tuned.
WMMR DB Rockford. And how you guys doing? Welcome to the show. Hollywood is dead tired right now, but I got to send out big thanks for last night's interview. We had the China Doll. We had Bri the Biker, as well as Harmesh. He was in there. Every one of you guys were in there moderating. I really appreciate it. I know it was a pretty hard deal in that chat room. I really couldn't see anybody. I was too busy.
You didn't even realize you had over 1,000 people.
Yeah,
in there.
I didn't realize
time.
Last night I had over 1,000.
Crazy, ridiculous.
What's it called? Wild on Twos did a great job. It was a very interesting interview, to say the least.
Oh God.
I don't think they expected me to go so hard on the questions, but that's the only way I roll.
You know what was cracking me up was just reading everybody's comments. And you know how hard it was to keep up in the comment section because of so many damn people?
Right?
And because I had a feeling after the few What's Up Hollywoods that you weren't in the comment section. So, yeah, I had to start replying to, like, pretty much everybody in this. You know, I was working my butt off at work and moderating that room at the same time. And the facial expressions on Wild on Tubes, oh my God, it was priceless.
You know what? He did really good for his first hardcore interview.
It was amazing.
He did really, really good. He kept up. I know he's not used to that type of interview format, but it was killer, I thought.
It was it was very well. Very well. I love the, I don't answer that, or I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, you know, that's what usually happens with some interviewees when I'm in that kind of discussion, is they don't understand my interview format and how I hit back. And
dude, you're really asking the tough questions.
Well, that's because I feel nobody else asked those questions. They really didn't. Nobody else would take the time for the hard rebuttal questions. I think the one thing that really made him look bad was
the whole thing.
Well, when he denied
the special agent
talking to his wife.
Well, you play the audio. It says,
I didn't think he was expecting that.
It says right there in the audio, you know, it throws, he says right out of his own mouth. Out of his own mouth in the audio that you played, which was a part of the video, flat out, didn't John tell you?
Uh-huh.
And here's me throwing it up in quotes and in the chat. I'm like, it's just said it. You said it to your wife. And he goes, I don't recall saying that. Okay, dude, really? Did you not hear the audio? Because, like, I know Wild on Twos heard it. He's all, it just said it. you just said it in the audio, man.
Right.
I don't know. Dude, I was laughing. I just commented the comments.
And a lot of, like Bryce said, by the way, this week's pre-party is going to be on Bryce's channel. We are throwing his channel into the mix with the pre-party. For those that don't understand what the pre-party is, that's right before Black Dragon's Roundtable, and we're the fun one. We're the fun, we're not the serious channel.
You guys are definitely not.
We're not the serious one. No. We like having fun.
Yeah.
And I like making sure that smaller YouTubers, smaller creators are brought on the pre-party. That way they can get some, you know, notice. Because a lot of big channels don't do that, and I'm surprised.
No, they don't. And
we're bikers. We're supposed to be helping each other.
Stick together. Stick
You're
together.
Damn right, especially in the biker entertainment genre. Yeah.
Genre. In the genre.
I think it'd be a lot better, you know, atmosphere, a lot better content. Because I truly believe that the more the better.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I got people actually emailing me, some of these bigger channels, by the way, saying, well, why are you giving all this attention to other channels?
Why
you know,
not?
They're going to be competition. I was like, you know what? They're not going to be competition because we all share the same fucking audience.
Exactly. I don't see them being as competition. I see helping a brother out or helping a sister out. Because
well,
you know,
we
there's
got
women out there, too.
Bri actually, on his show this weekend, got Moto Blondie. We got us a girl that rides coming on.
Oh, yeah, that's with you and Wild on Tuesday, right?
And Bri, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Because
Bri
remember
is now a permanent
that,
part of the panel.
I heard that in the after show because I was watching you guys all the way through the after show. I hate to say it, I did miss the first 10 minutes of last night because I was a little too busy, and then I looked at the clock and said, oh, shit! and jumped in there. But, yeah... Yeah, you guys
wow,
did.
I
want
to welcome everybody to the radio, man. We're listening right now all across the world on the radio. We got 25,000 right off the fucking bat. Holy shit.
probably making sure you're awake from yesterday.
No, right?
Yar. You're awake. No, yesterday was good. You guys did really good. I loved seeing Black Dragon was in there, and
we had a lot of support from our main.
There was a lot of people.
Our,
You did get some donations. I made sure since you were busy, I thanked them for their donations, and I was getting real pissed off in the comments. I'm like, man, there's like 1,000 people in here and there's like 300 likes. I'm like, come on.
That happens
all the time.
I'm
like putting in caps, smash that thumbs up button. Like every 5 minutes, I'm like, come on.
Right.
Math is not working here, people. I'm like, come on.
But again, thanks, my members. You know what? Seeing my members in there during the interview is like that gives you more drive. Is the
does.
Membership?
It does. I loved seeing a lot of familiar names, and then there was a lot of names I had no clue.
Oh, there was.
Somebody was asking me in the chat last night what I was drinking. I'm like, I'm not. I'm at work. He goes, what's that matter? I'm like, nah, dude. I can't drink and be at work. I mean, tempting as it is, let me tell you. But I can't do it.
Right. But no, man, my members, my moderators, you guys, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate the help during that one. I wish I would have been able to do shout-outs yesterday. I just, the stream was going too fast, and I wasn't being able to pay attention.
Well, that was the hardest part for me, is I'd see comments, and it's like, this is where me and Hollywood had some poor communication. I should have told him before the thing to keep your phone by you, because if I see repetitious questions, I was going to text him the questions. So I'm texting him questions. He wouldn't even buy his phone. I felt stupid. So when he got off the show, he's like, what the hell is all this crap? I'm like, dude, it's all the questions that were in there, but... couple of them Wild on Tuesday actually
do you know I actually got a call from the guy that we were discussing in the paperwork on air yesterday.
I heard you because you had Wild on Tuesday take over for a hot minute. He goes, I guess I'm taking over for a minute.
I don't know. I'm gonna talk to the club on this, because you know, full disclosure, I was talking with the club as well. I just don't. Well, I'm not gonna put that information out, but I talked to the guy for a hot minute. I'll be probably talking to him some more to put out that side of the story. But anyway, thanks for all the help, guys.
Thanks for all the support last night.
We got a panty reveal coming up.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
If you're afraid of smaller channels, you need to put your head down and do the work. You know what? You got that right, Bri. You know what? I really enjoy what I'm doing with the smaller channels. Hopefully, we can lift them up. I've been talking to Black Dragon and some of the other creators and telling them, hey, man, you guys need to get on this and help these ones out because they're helping you out. But you got that correct. But we got a panty reveal today. Last panty reveal was won by somebody.
Yeah, well... depends who she's under here as today. Mamie slash Peaches. Yeah, she won them. I put them in the mail on Monday. Yeah, she won them. She got the pink thong, the lace thong.
What do we got coming up?
Well, you know, I was tired from last night, but I did manage to come up with, like, you know, something. Did you just do what I think you did?
No. We're actually, this week, we're talking about fake friendships and what to do if you're going over.
My today's is 15 kinds of friends that it's time to break up with.
I don't know. Does that mean I should break up with you?
I don't know. I think I should break up with you. But hey, dude, you offered me off the panel yesterday, I think it was, for $100. What the fuck? Hey, you're like, hey, anybody wants China, I'll give her to you for $100.
Dude's
like,
got to eat.
I'm like, I think Donna was the only taker.
Well, Donna last night was, what's it called? Donna last night, she was asking me when she was going to get her new toy that I brought up. You know, I'm going to call it the Dildo Ramjet. And I told her I can't send it out until I get the patent.
You got to get the patent for it still.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out the circumference of the dildo. Should I make it 10 inches wide? Or
wide? What the hell wide? Really? No. Hello. Length maybe, but not wide.
I'm talking about Donna.
No. Be nice.
I am being nice. This broad has more freaking sex than I know.
Morvick said he offered $150.
We should have a freaking
auction.
Are
you going to auction me off to the highest bidder?
We'll have an auction.
What happens at the end of that? Where do I go? Do I move in with them? What am I doing?
Well, you know what? We should do one of them swap wives deal like they did on a TV show.
Oh, God.
And see if you can actually be taught to cook.
Oh, shut up. I can cook.
Well, you know, while you're cooking breakfast today, you better be cooking my fudge.
I gotta go to the store for that.
You said you already got the shit.
No, I did not. I said I'm going to get the
shit. You're a liar, liar, pants on fire.
I did not. I said I'm going to get the stuff to make it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I'm going to get it because I have to go get laundry soap.
Okay. Anyway, we got our first music break coming up. Afterwards, we're going to get into our main subject for today.
Yeah! I think he's right. There's something about this that's so black. It's like, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none.
WMMR DB Rockford. And welcome back. I got my SIL in the room. My SIL is my sister-in-law. I love her so much. I wish she would come down and freaking see me again. We're going to go fishing next year, I tell you that. But yes, my SIL shocker is in the house. What do we got going on today about this friendship stuff? It's friendship week. And what to watch out for? Very nasty business when friends turn on you and stuff.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's people that, you know, I'm sure everybody's had those fake friends. Well, you know, like Hollywood.
Does it seem like it's more as an adult than it is?
You know what? I personally feel that it is 10 times more as an adult than when you're in school.
Because we went to your reunion.
Yeah, and they're fake as frick.
And you seen maybe one or two people you used to hang out with.
Two people. Two people that I used to hang out with, like, a lot.
And they were still in them groups, you know, the...
They all still had the cliques.
The cliques.
Yeah, and it's like, God, Jesus. Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah, and yeah, I agree with Graystar. There's a lot of fake family, too.
Well, a lot of fake family. We'll focus on that maybe Friday.
Sister.
We'll focus that on Friday.
Oh, heck yeah.
But let's get into your thing.
All right, now, one of the things that, you know, really makes a lot of sense to me is the friend who gaslights you.
Uh-huh.
You know, they, you know, everything's your fault in the friendship.
Do they seem like whiny bastards?
Yeah, and you know, I get to the point now because I'm so fed up with a lot of people's shit that I'm like, hey, you want some cheese with that wine?
You know what? I'm very, like, actually very, very proud of you.
I mean, I didn't used to be like a total
bitch. You used to
bitch.
Be a pushover.
I was a pushover when it came to friends, and I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to give them another chance. And I would give people so many freaking chances, you know, as being a friend. And yeah, I was stupid. I'd get walked on like I was a piece of carpet. But
and I, you know what, I think that was the most trying time in our marriage as well.
Yeah, and it's like,
because
ridiculous.
I would get pissed,
and now I'm to the point that, you know, they can go fuck themselves and eat a bag of dicks,
because let's like, let's be
care.
Honest friendships can have a effect on a marriage.
They do, because you come home and bitch about them. You know, and it's like...
And then when the other spouse goes back and says, you know
I
what?
I told you.
Not that, but goes back and says, well, you know, why are you even dealing with them? Then the spouse becomes the enemy.
And then I do the, because they're my friend! God!
That was the big stuff you used to say.
Oh, all the time.
And there was a broad named Shelley that I would tell you over and over and over again. She no good. And we used to get in a fight about it.
All the time.
But who turned out to be right?
You did.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, how you like giving chances to people, but nowadays it's like one chance and you're out.
Yeah, and it's like ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. I mean... You know, I go into friendships and whatnot with being all kinds of open-minded, and, you know, sometimes I shouldn't, I guess.
You got to be a little more cautious.
Yeah, you got to be cautious.
And when you're talking about gaslighting, friends gaslight a marriage.
Oh, yeah, a lot, yeah.
It's always nice to have somebody to talk to when you're having problems.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start getting to the point where they're actually pouring gas on the fire, that's not a friend.
Putting fuel on the fire, so then it makes it 10 times worse than what it really is.
Do you ever wish that you could get, like in the movies, how you see how friends interact, they care, and you get that vision of what a friend is supposed to be?
But you never get that friend?
You never get that type of deal.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what the hell, man?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And that's why I think I only, you know, I keep a distance from people. I got a wall up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except for my family. Well, even my SIL. I love my SIL, so I don't put a wall up with her.
No.
You know, I believe I'd be able to talk to her if I needed to. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little different than what you would be seeing out on the streets.
It's definitely not like it is in the movies.
No, it's not like it is on the movies. Let's just, you know, let's bring the fact about the interview. Yesterday, you had two supposed brothers that were supposed to be family, and they're hitting on each other. Mm-hmm. And I guess Bobby D was brought up in by Little Dave.
Right.
But you're still hitting on each other? I thought you guys were friends, and... So I don't think friendships have a long shelf life for many.
No, I don't. You know, and the other thing that cracks me up is, like, as far as friends go, there's a lot of women out there that have guys as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody assumes that when you have a friend of the opposite sex, y'all must be banging.
Let's be honest, it's human nature, and in a guy's from guy's standpoint, unless they're freaking a Tinkerbell.
No. You can totally be friends with the opposite sex and not be banging.
I don't think so.
I disagree.
Because emotions come into play.
I disagree. I totally 100% disagree with you. Because me personally, I have more guy friends than I have female friends.
And they all want to bang you.
Well, they could want what they want, but it's what they're going to get is
so
different.
You admit it.
I mean, what they want is whatever.
Yeah,
but
so
it ain't
they
gonna
happen. You would admit it.
But it ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but you admit that
because
that's
there's lines,
why.
Because there's lines you just don't cross.
There's lines that you just don't cross, but that's you.
Yeah, but that's.
But what
you know,
about. Others who say, well, I can have a friend that's a guy and
or
not
like
do
yourself,
anything.
Do you got any female friends? Yeah, probably.
No, I don't, actually.
You don't have friends.
No, actually, I got associates, but
I got...
You don't
got friends. You're a loser.
I'm a loser. That's because I'm just so guarded.
Yeah, well...
Well, I got friends. I got Greg. I got J-Man. I got a lot of friends, you know, that came and seen me.
Yeah.
One I thought that was a friend instead was trying to fucking buy me. But anyway,
we won't go there. We won't go there.
But yeah, I got friends. Yeah. I got Greg. He lives on the beach over on Lake Michigan.
Well, Morbick lives on the beach, and he bid 150. I might just go to Morbick's house.
You know, J-Man.
Let's be friends, Morbick.
You know, I got them all. All my Throttle members I consider, you know, friends. So.
You know, and it, like me and Morbick, we're friends. And we have meme wars while we did on Monday. I lost. God, don't go against him and memes on this.
Okay, we got
thing.
A blonde that's getting off
all
track
right,
here.
So another thing is the friend who never reaches out. I recently had one of those.
Right. They don't reach out to you. You have to do all the reaching.
Well, and it's like, and here's the other thing that gets me, is if you text someone and they don't friggin' respond.
Oh, that pisses me off.
But yet, if they text you and you don't respond, they blow your shit up, like, why aren't you talking to me? What did I do? You pissed?
It's childish.
Like, they're five.
Yeah, it's childish.
And I'm
business.
Like, oh, but if I text you and you don't respond for, like, 2 days, it's okay. But you text me back, and I'm going to do an even payback and not respond to your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all hell broke loose.
It's like, in the movies, you see friends that were together for 30 years, 40 years.
Well, like, okay.
You don't have that now.
Use, for example, the TV show Friends, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
That ain't how real life is.
Real life sucks sometimes.
I mean, that's just not.
And talking about TV, you know what really sucks? Is Christmas is my favorite time of the year. It's nice and cold out.
Nah, I still Thanksgiving.
No, you like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But it's really cold out for Christmas, and you see these things on TV where a whole town gets together for an event. You know, we kind of do it here, but not as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's false advertising, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Now, it probably happens in real small towns, but, you know. But there's a friendship among... the people in the deal.
Yeah.
The town.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like where, you know, our daughter ended up. Yeah. Everybody meets at the Dead Squirrel. It's actually a bar. Look it up. It's called the Dead Squirrel.
Yeah, it's across the street from her apartment.
Right.
And I told her, I go, when I come for Christmas, we're going to the Dead Squirrel. She's like, Ma. I'm like, what? Your brother can hang out with the cat. It's fine. It's fine. He don't care.
Right.
I'm like, I'm taking you somewhere.
But you're very, very true. When somebody, now I can understand if somebody's busy a lot and they can get back to somebody when they can.
Yeah, there's situations that can be accepted. Or like me, I like texting people at night, so a lot of times they're sleeping.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, I guess. And then even one of my texts would be like, I guess you're sleeping. I'm like, damn, I'm bored.
So what else have we got?
The friend that doesn't respect your time.
Ooh.
Basically, ooh. in that sense, is the fact that it's the friend that not only doesn't respect your time, but doesn't God, I can't think of the word I'm looking for here. Respect your space.
The space, yes.
You know, like, you know.
Well, that's what I was just saying. If somebody's really busy.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they try to get back to you.
Right.
In a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean something's wrong. You know, you always hear that. Well, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's like, I mean.
Like you do.
Shut up. I had a friend. Had a friend that, you make plans with somebody and then they blow you off.
Oh, I hate that.
Or they
and
come
don't
up,
even call?
No, they'd come up with an excuse on why they
I'm going to wash my hair.
No, it's always, well, you know, I'm tired.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck, you're tired. We can go have a fucking drink.
So don't make plans a week or two in advance if you know that.
You know, it's like
you're going to be doing something.
Now I've gotten to the point that I'll hit up people that day and be like, "What are you doing today?"
Mm. What do you mean? Oh, like, you're going to the bar tonight. Your Wednesday night bar thing.
Yeah, because, well, I missed last week because I had to close at work. But, you know, and, you know, it's like we've been, you know, talking and planning stuff. And, yeah.
And they actually show. And your lesbian girlfriend, she brings all her other lesbian girlfriends.
Yeah, and then we all hang out and have a great old time.
I really wish that you would do some filming for me.
No.
That will be, no, not in that sense, but what you do at a bar. That would be a good members-only video.
Of me at a bar?
Yes.
I don't even know if half the time I could hold the camera.
You know what? That's what's going to be members-only video this Saturday on Insane Throttle or Patreon. China Doll's going to film her outing tonight at the bar.
Rude.
She is going to make a video.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you guys think? You want to see China at the bar dancing all over the place?
Hopefully I don't get up on bar stools again.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
So China Doll is going to be the star of the members only video.
Hey, wasn't I the star of the last one? No.
Yeah, only in your head.
Oh, okay.
Only in your head.
Well, I can.
You know, I could start a new series, China at the Bar.
China falling in the bathroom. I don't know, something.
There you go. We'll be right back after this music break.
It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache. But it's made of all the things I have to take. We'll be right back.
Tired.
if today was your last day, would you make your mark by mending a broken heart? You know it's never too late to shoot for the stars, regardless of who you are. So do whatever it takes, 'cause you can't rewind a moment in this life. Tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. And would you call on friends you never seen? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one? Swear up and down to God above that you'd fight only for love if today was your last day.
Okay, I fucked that one up. That was me. That was on me. I was screwing around with the buttons, and it went like that. It's me. Slap the shit out of me. I get it. I get it. Slap the shit out of me.
It's time for Cards Against Humanity. Get your nastiness ready.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Cards Against Humanity, baby. What do we got to... Why are you over there laughing and shit like that? Because, you know, Hollywood's off this morning? So I fucked up. Give me a break. I'm always perfect the other time.
Poor Reaper says Hollywood gets the colon cleanse.
I get the colon cleanse on this one. Okay, what do you got?
You fucked up. You get the colon cleanse.
I won't fuck up again. I'm
sorry. Fucked up. You fucked up, man. I was getting a good show with Dark Soul and Bedlam on that song, and you went and screwed it up.
It happened.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You need to stop touching buttons.
I do, don't I?
What the hell? You're pushing people's buttons.
What do we got? Cards of Humanity against Humanity.
They're in the other room.
Oh, she's got it in the other room. So what? There's no Cards Against Humanity today?
No, there is. I got stuff on my phone.
Oh, you're not prepared. You know this happens every time, and this is the segment we're supposed to be doing, Cards Against Humanity.
All right.
Now I'm mad.
Now you're mad.
No, I'm mad.
You're mad.
Come on, let's go.
You're mad. All right, this is a fill in the blank. This is actually on my sheet. I remember it because I wrote it down yesterday. Fill in the blank. The word is raging...
bitch.
What?
Raging bitch.
No.
That's what you are. Or a raging cunt. Anything that you can say raging can fit any women.
Hormones.
Are you in that where you're drying up downstairs? No, I can't even say that. You're the one that can go with a vibrator for 2 hours.
More Vic raging hard on.
You know what? Men get that in the morning.
How do you guys fucking pee? That's all I want to know. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt, you dumbass.
I don't know. Y'all pee and get them fucking wake up with morning wood, and then you gotta pee.
That's what a woman's supposed to be there about. A good woman would roll over, see her man, has a hard on, and next thing you know, she should be bobbing her head. That's a good woman. You, not so much.
We don't sleep in the same room, thank God.
I have to have my personal space.
Good. Stay in your space. And then when you come and invade my turf, it's like turf wars. When I'm in there and I'm watching TV and chilling.
That's all you do is watch TV.
That is not all I do.
Yes, it is.
No, it
That's
ain't.
All you do.
No, it ain't. Okay, on my days off.
And see, Graystar has it right with the meme, or the meme, the woman should be playing with the schlong. Don't you guys know how to take care of your men?
Nah. I forgot.
And you wonder why I'm auctioning you off.
Well, so far we got Morbic with $150.
That's sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs. I thought you'd go for more.
I thought I would too, but I guess not.
Damn, what a slap in the face.
I know, God.
So you're saying raging hormones.
I'm going to go sit in the corner and cry.
You're saying raging hormones.
Hell yeah, raging what? Let's see, raging rapids. Raging bull.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
I came up with a good one, raging bitch.
Well, it could be me, like, over the weekend.
Graystar, 150.02 cents.
Oh, Jesus. Upped it by 2 pennies. Thanks, Graystar. Feel the love. Feel the love.
What else we got?
Would you ever tell a friend if they were getting cheated on?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Hell no. Once you get involved in something like that, oh no. You turn out to be the asshole.
I know. But there are people out there that love to be that person. That person that goes, dude, girl, I just seen your man with another man, with another woman.
Uh-huh.
At this, you know, there's people out there that do that.
Well,
shit.
I know that, but no.
I mean, me personally, if I knew one of my friends was getting cheated on, I wouldn't say shit.
Because all that does is bring you in and makes you look like the asshole.
Well, because then the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to their significant other and be like, well, you know, China said. And I'm going to be like, oh, hell no, I didn't know.
And that was supposed to, it's funny. Well, please don't say anything. Next thing you know, it's all over the fucking place.
Exactly. So it's like, but there are people out there that would totally rat on someone.
They rat all the time, though.
I know, but it's
that's
like,
what's,
you know,
it's so sad about they society.
Like, they like the bullshit. They like it.
I don't
they
know.
They like it.
One more.
Do you think you're hotter than your best friend?
Hell yeah, I'm hotter than anybody.
Yeah, well, whatever. I shouldn't ask you that. You think, you know, the world
Hollywood revolves around Hollywood. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
You think you're hot?
I think I'm all right.
No, you're always in the mirror. Ooh, look at me.
No, if I had to actually give my opinion of myself, I'd be like, I'm an eh.
Yeah, right. That's why you're in the freaking
I do selfies.
Mirror all the
I do
time.
A lot of selfies,
yeah,
though.
You do all the selfies and stuff.
And then I do the God, which one looks better?
Where do you put all these selfies at?
In my phone. They're saved in my phone. And then I go through them and go, nah, I don't like that one. And I delete. Right now, like, I think I just deleted this morning, like, about 8 selfies, and they're in my trash.
Why do you just keep them in your phone? Why don't you post them or something like that?
I post them. I send them to people. I'm like, hey, look at me.
Look at me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I got another
gracious.
One for you.
One more, then we got to get ready for, I guess, China Doll's panties.
If you can take a wild guess from the very first kiss you ever did, how many people have you ever kissed?
I don't know.
You don't kiss.
So. I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't like kissing. No. So yours would be like 3.
No, you know what? I've had my share of women. I've had my share
three.
Of women.
3.
You know.
Your ex-wife, your baby mama, and me. And you don't kiss me, so it's all good. So 2.
She knows better. I've had my share of women.
2. 2.
What would your answer be?
I lost track after maybe 50.
Oh, there you go.
Because I like that kissing stuff. You don't like it. I like it. I can't help it. It's just a thing.
It happens. Anyway, we're going to go to the music break. It is time to guess China Doll's panties. Get your answers in. This one should be a fun one. At least we had a winner the other day. Say your mind.
like a moment now walking up.
Yeah, right there was Askin' Alexandria. That is like one of my favorite bands right there. But guess what is coming up right now?
She's hot. She has a great ass little titties. And she's gonna shake that ass for you right now. Guess China Doll. And with him autographed if you guessed him right. Hit Discord right now with your ass.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be dancing to some Black Eyed Peas.
I got that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump off that sofa, let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling.
Oh yeah, baby, that was China Doll with the Hump Day Panty Reveal right there. And remember, the faker you are, the bigger your circle will be. The more honest you are, the smaller your circle will be. Remember that. That is your Hump Day show for today. Hopefully you guys have a good one out there. Good stuff, good stuff. Now I gotta wait for China Doll to get in here to tell me if anybody won the panties. Let's see. Come on, come on. Now she's coming now. Right across the room. See, this is why I gotta get her own studio. Was there a winner?
Gray Star
has won the panties of China Doll. And look at that. You didn't even have to pay $150.02 for those panties. You just had to guess them right. Make sure you get your address to the China Doll, and she will get them out for you. We are outie. You guys have fun. Rock and roll.